Today's the day of Pentecost. It was the day when one of the many promises of Jesus came to pass as Jesus was describing to his disciples what was about to happen and why he included this reassurance, which we find in John chapter 14, verses 26 through 29. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. This day should not have really come to a surprise for the disciples. It was a day foretold frequently. For example, let's go back to 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6, and we read, "Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man." This is the day that's recognized as the day the Christian church was born, as the Holy Spirit descended to be with those gathered in the upper room. Let's turn to Acts chapter 2 and start with verse 1. "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together, and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in their own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born?" Let's move forward now, reading from verses 14 through 21. "But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to the men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, Let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Peter also says in verse 39, "For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call." What is the gift of the Holy Spirit? Well, there are actually seven of them, which is important to know, since seven is the dominant number used in the Bible. It means perfection. Those seven gifts are wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. What more do you need?